Hare is our Hare Krishna. Is Krishna, and his name is not different, their names are not different. So when we chant, then we bring them together on the sacrificial altar. That's our sacrificial altar, is the chanting Hare Krishna. So I'll stop here if there's any questions or comments. Mm-hmm.
You spoke about this verse, Dadat Pratik Ganati.
What's that?
You refer to that verse, the Dati Pratigrinati, right?
Dati Pratigrinati,
yeah. And then you mentioned how devotees sometimes use it as a way to relate to Krishna.
Yes, like, yes. Yeah, Prabhupada encouraged us to do
yeah.
that in the early days.
But it's actually about how to relate to the devotees.
It is, yes. So, that's what Rupa Goswami is emphasizing.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I was wondering about if you have any more comments about that, because sometimes we find that, you know, Prabhupada is actually talking about loving dealings between devotees here.
Yes.
And he actually says, even I have it here, he says that this is so important that it's even, oh no, I can't find it, but even among people in general, it's so essential a part of the love between people like that. But sometimes it seems, you know, we as devotees, we kind of focus on Krishna, but not the devotees, and the relationships are a little, you know, superficial or whatever.
Yeah.
What's your comment to
about that? The problem is if we are worshiping Krishna, but at the same time we neglect the devotees. So that's a symptom of being on the Kanishtha Adhikari level, or the beginning stages. You're not, but the preacher, he has four ways that he shows his love. First, he loves Krishna, he makes friendship with devotees, and he preaches to the innocent, he shares with them, and he ignores the atheistic. So yes, so this is especially, Imadhyam is supposed to be an example of this relationships with devotees. So we are encouraged not to stay on the Kanishtha or on the third class level of devotee, but to rise to the second class. So yes, and Krishna is, we did discuss this in our seminar, that Krishna is more pleased when you serve the servant than if you serve him directly. So yes, that's a really good point, and I appreciate that, what you're saying, that we should, that our, and he said that's the mission of ISKCON. Purpose of ISKCON in that purport also is to have a society that has these wonderful relationships between devotees. And that's why, one reason why I joined, because it was there when I joined in 1970, there were very nice relationships between devotees, and we felt like one big family, and we would go out together on Harinam and have lunch together, and talk about Krishna while we were eating. And then when we came back to the temple, we would have classes. And whatever we were doing, we were relating to Krishna. Like I remember when we were waiting, prasadam was late. So what would we do? We would chant and dance. I mean, 10 hours outside, and then we weren't tired of the 10 hours. We would have, even in the temple, we were doing that. So it was a way of showing love to each other too. We were in it together. We were all up for Mangalarti, and we were very, it was very bonding, and have classes and have artis, dancing in the artis, and it was a very nice experience. Before I joined, I would go to the temple, and they would, you know, you come at one time, okay, now it's time for prasad. So then they won't let you go home. No, now it's class time. You have to go to class. Oh, no, after class. No, now it's time for Harinam. Okay, now we have to make garlands. Then, you know, the whole day I was at the temple, I couldn't go home. Because they kept me always doing something for Krishna. And I could see, you know, how they had their loving relationships also. It was very, very family. You felt like you were in the spiritual family. That's the perfection. If we can do that, it would be good. So we do have to be careful and mindful if we are worshiping the Lord, not to neglect the devotees. And there are warnings like that in Bhagavatam, that, you know, someone who just worships the deity and doesn't offer respect to the devotees, and he's a third class devotee and he's not in any way. There are warnings like that. That's a good point.
Because that can be a kind of impersonalism too, right?
Yeah, exactly.
That you treat the devotees impersonally.
Yeah, if you're just, okay, it's only Krishna and me, then that's, yeah. It's okay, yeah, worshiping Krishna, that's good. You're a third class devotee, you know, okay, but it's Prabhupada encouraged us to advance to the second class platform, where you do have nice relationships with devotees and preach, and yes, and relationship with Krishna too. Not that you neglect Krishna also, but you do, you love Krishna and have relationships with devotees, and you help the innocent, bring them up. So, and that was the prayer, if you see the end of the canto 1, chapter 19, verse 26, I believe. That was the prayer of Maharaj Pariksit. He said, if I were to take birth again, let me be loving the Lord and having being an association of devotees and helping the innocent, helping be friendly to all living beings. So that was his prayer. And he wanted to be a preacher, actually. Which Kunda also in Krishna book, he got the benediction from Krishna, next life you will be a preacher. Krishna consciousness. So yeah, so that is the level of the preacher that he is on the enlightened level, and he does have these exchanges with devotees. In Mayapur they do this also. If you go to the boat festival, they offer, you know, hundreds of preparations to the deities in the boat. And then there's like hundreds of devotees, you know, there watching, and then they take those preparations and they distribute them to the devotees. And so it says, yeah, the person who cooks, different people cook, and then they distribute personally to all the people there. So it's really nice. It's a nice example of how to have these relationships with devotees as well. Thank you for that comment. It's good. Any other